Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on the airwaves with Angus and Trista for your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government have pledged to cut the $70,000 incentive scheme for regional health workers. Introduced in 2023, the Workforce Attraction Incentive Scheme has been successful in luring over 1,300 interstate healthcare workers to Queensland, 70% of which were deployed to regional areas. The scheme incentivises rural and remote healthcare placements through a $30,000 commencement payment, with additional $10,000 payments at 12 and 24 months of service. In more local news, David Crisafulli has passed a motion which prevents debate on abortion law in Parliament for the next 4 years. This move protects Queensland's decriminalisation of abortion in 2018, which was enshrined in the state's Termination of Pregnancy Act. October's state election placed abortion rights at the centre of debate, with Labor claiming the LNP would restrict a woman's rights to choose. This was after Katter's Australian Party promised to introduce legislation to repeal abortion laws after the election. Mr. Crisafulli said at the time that no changes would be made to existing laws, despite increasing pressure from pro-life members within the LNP. Labor has opposed the motion, with opposition leader Stephen Miles saying that the gag has been put in place by the leader of the state as he cannot control his own party, with the move preventing any progress by snuffing out debate. In national news now, Anthony Albanese has promised to abolish the activity test for childcare subsidies if re-elected. This move comes after recommendations from the Productivity Commission highlighted the activity test as one of the main barriers to equal childcare access. The current scheme uses activity levels, or the number of hours worked per week, to calculate how many hours of subsidised childcare a family can receive per fortnight. Mr. Albanese has pledged to access at least 3 days of subsidised childcare each week for families earning less than $530,000 a year should Labor be re-elected.
New South Wales police are investigating an anti-Israel hate crime at Woollahra in East Sydney after a car has been torched and properties have been sprayed with graffiti. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the attack an outrage and anti-Semitic. He sought a briefing from the Australian Federal Police Commissioner on a new task force to target anti-Semitic crimes. The police are now searching for the two suspects, ages 15 and 20, described as of a slim build. They were allegedly around the area during the attacks. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing court for the first time for a corruption trial. In 2019, he was charged with 3 offenses, including receiving lavish gifts in exchange for political favors and seeking media tycoons for favorable coverage. Mr. Netanyahu denied and has pled not guilty to any wrongdoing. His lawyer, Amit Haddad, said prosecutions were not investigating a crime, but instead going after a person. The verdict, at the earliest, is not expected until 2026, and Mr. Netanyahu can choose to appeal to the Supreme Court. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy and expected. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.